This is the Patriots Beat newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, August 17th, 2016. I'm Michael Longi, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. The Patriots wrapped up the third day of joint practices with the Chicago Bears on Wednesday with a light walkthrough following 2 days of intense practices that included several pushing matches. The two teams held a half-speed practice in shells and shorts, and no fighting took place over the course of the day. Julian Edelman was once again impressive in one-on-one and two-on-two drills, gaining separation from Bears' defensive backs with ease. Wide receiver Danny Amendola was on the field without pads again on Wednesday, and he joined fellow receivers Malcolm Mitchell and Keyshawn Martin, running backs DJ Foster and Donald Brown, defensive end Rob Ninkovich, and tight end Bryce Williams in leaving practice early to work on conditioning drills. Safety Nate Ebner, who is expected to make his preseason debut on Thursday against the Bears, was seen working on the side with strength coach Moses Cabrera during 11-on-11 drills. Tight end Rob Gronkowski was missing from practice again on Wednesday, his second straight missed practice. Gronkowski took himself out of practice on Monday after pulling up on a route and missed the entire practice on Tuesday. According to the Boston Herald's Jeff Howe, Gronkowski suffered a, quote, bruise and is considered to be minor. Defensive end Jabal Sheard missed his third straight practice, and linebacker Shea McClellan missed his second straight. Also missing from practice were offensive guards Jonathan Cooper and Trey Jackson, offensive tackle Sebastian Vollmer, and running back Deion Lewis. New England also announced that they have released defensive back Brock Vereen. Vereen was signed by the Patriots to the practice squad on November 18, 2015. The 23-year-old originally entered the NFL as a fourth-round draft choice by the Chicago Bears in the 2014 draft out of the University of Minnesota. Despite not having Tom Brady for the first 4 games of the regular season, the Patriots are still the best team in the AFC, according to ESPN.com. In the preseason edition of their annual power rankings, ESPN's panel of over 80 sports writers and TV personalities ranked the Patriots as the number 3 team in the NFL, only behind the number 1 Seattle Seahawks and the number 2 Arizona Cardinals. The Patriots were the highest-ranked team in the AFC, with the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in at number 6. The Patriots will host the Chicago Bears on Thursday night at Gillette Stadium for preseason game number 2. Be sure to tune into the CLNS Radio Patriots postgame show immediately following the game for the latest coverage and analysis. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the 4-time Super Bowl champions, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter at CLNSRadio and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSFans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.